The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 27 April, 2017. And, I am just absolutely amazed here. Let me see if I can find the story here. And we'll give you a little bit more salient percentages and facts and all this other stuff. But Detroit has come out. Oh, here it is. Oh, thank you. First quarter profits for Ford fall 35% to $1.6 billion. And as I went through this story, I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, something very important has been left out. Ford is saying their profits sank 35% during the first quarter to $1.6 billion as higher costs for warranty, recalls, and materials eroded profits. The Dearborn automaker faced a tough comparison to the first 3 months of last year and is facing falling industry sales in the U.S. auto market. Last year, the automaker earned $2.4 billion, the company's highest quarterly profit on record. But still, Ford beat Wall Street's expectations by 3 cents a share. Ooh, double plus good. The automaker earned 39 cents per share for the quarter compared with 36 cents that Wall Street and analysts on average were expecting. Now, it drones on here about rough quarter, first quarter profits, rather. And that they still expect to earn a pre-tax profit of about $9 billion for the year. $9 billion, not a bad year's work. That would be $1.4 billion less than the automaker's results in 2016. All right, I'm not going to read the rest of the crap here because it's all crap. What they have left out of this story is simply this. Since 2009, now if you remember last week, I mentioned this on air, that, we had a housing bubble. We had mortgage-backed securities. We lowered standards for anybody buying a house to the point where literally you could dip a cockroach in an inkwell and have them scramble across the bottom of a contract as, hey, there's a mark. Hey, it's good. That's a signature. They did basically the same thing with the auto industry. And you saw the deals, 0%, 72 months to pay, no money down, da-da-da-da-da. Well, everybody went out and got a new car. Everybody went out and got SUVs and new trucks. Trucks and SUVs, I think, outsold cars. I don't know the ratio, but they outsold cars for the last how many years? But I'm reading this story, and I'm going, oh, my God. They left out the important point as to why Ford Motor and their profit is down. The auto market is so screwed up right now, it's even driving the cost of used cars right through the floor. They've killed the market, just like they did with the housing market. Oh, look, yeah, take out an equity. Oh, no, take it. You know, we'll give you 125% of what your house is worth. Hey, just come borrow money. Come borrow it. Then we watch the real estate market just skyrocket. Oh, everybody was in on that deal. Of course, what goes up comes down. Simple physics. That is, if you're not an airhead floating around in the depths of space where there is no gravity. They did the same damn thing with the auto market. Now, I didn't talk about this the other day, but I did post this. That, well, it just seems that the job market here is not as strong as everybody would like to believe, or how should I say, wish. Come on here. I know you're there. Excuse my faux pas here. The story got moved down the column. Do me a favor, Mike. Bring up the story about the 8,400 jobs that are going to disappear this year. I'm looking for it, and it's already gone off the news column. Now, while I'm waiting for that, let me switch gears and I'll come back to the subject matter at hand here. Watching politics. By the way, does anybody tune into Sean Spicer's daily news briefing? Man, this reminds me of an Energizer bunny with just a, I don't know, just an endless tape loop running inside of him. Watching Paul Ryan today, nervous as a cat. Talking about, well, we might be able to salvage Obamacare. Well, we had a health care bill. We think we can get this done now. I'm looking at this and I'm going, really? And as it turns out, it's just the Democrat bill that's been tweaked a little bit. And nobody, and I mean nobody, has stood up and said, outside of people that aren't in politics anymore, like Ron Paul or I guess some folks, but not to the point where it's put out over the media, have talked about, wait a minute, where's the government? Where's the government allowed to do this in the first place? Well, that's right. It went to the Supreme Court. Do we remember that? First, the trial balloon was floated that, well, we're going to do health care here. This was under the Obama administration. We're going to do health care, and we can do that, and we can do it under the Commerce Clauses. That lasted 2 days and then disappeared, and Commerce Clause was not used again. Well, they figured, well, we'll just have to take a different tact. We're just going to go ahead and do it, have the Supreme Court rule on it, and say, hey, and I love the Supreme Court. These guys, wait a minute, what Bible are they using? What rule book are they using? Did they actually look at a constitution? I mean, okay, let me read the constitution. Where does it say government agencies? Where does it say that? Okay. No, I don't see that there. So Trump comes out and he announces that, well, I'm going to have a special office of oversight for the reformation here of the Veterans Administration. Do you know how many people work for the VA, folks? 300,000 people. So they're going to speed up the process here of getting rid of the no-goodniks and the lazy people. And the inducement, I guess, to further this process along is Trump said that, well, he's going to have this kind of special office of oversight, and we'll give special protections to whistleblowers. Huh? Wait a minute. Didn't he just say a couple of days ago Jeff Sessions is going to prefer charges against Julian Assange? And Trump says, yeah, I guess I'm okay with that. But during his campaign, Julian Assange was one of his heroes because he brought the crap out on Hillary Clinton. Which, don't let me forget, let me make a note here. That's something I need to get back to as well. Old Hillary. I've got an idea. Trump loves to talk and he loves to tweet. All right, just on the hypocrisy level, if Mr. Trump would say half of what he's saying right now or only tweeting half of what he's tweeting right now, we could reduce his hypocrisy by at least 50%. Oh, they're looking at the guy that was, well, he was, you know, oh, the relations that some of these people that Trump picked, you know, were they in there with the foreign governments? Did they make any money doing it? Hello? What do you think the Clinton Foundation was all about? But what did Donald say about that? Well, she's had enough. Enough of what? Enough of what? Excuse me, Mr. President, don't you remember the people out there chanting, jailer, put her in jail, put her in jail? They weren't doing that because they didn't like the Democrat or they didn't like Hillary. They were saying that because she was a damn crook. So, I'm looking at this and I'm watching the body language of the people like Paul Ryan with his glib, machine gun like delivery. And he's, you know, he thinks he's a quick wit. And I'm watching him guzzle water like he had just walked out of the desert. He's as nervous as a cat. When he does these little press conferences, I'm sure rattling around in the back of that guy's little brain. You know, half the people in this room would like to drag me outside and throw a rope over the nearest tree branch. I'm watching the body language. I mean, they're not even convinced that we're buying their crap anymore. Little averting eyes, not looking, you know, statesmanlike and poised and, you know, looking the part. They're all actors. An actor that can't look a part doesn't get too many film roles in Hollywood. What do you think? People that don't look the part and act the part don't get too many political seats. But they're not even believing their own crap anymore. I've got a sneaking suspicion these clowns know the gig is up. Not for their political careers. I'm talking about the whole shebang. I'm talking about a country that we used to refer to as being the United States of America. And the 50 little sovereign entities that were joined together to make this country. Now, that's not the story. I think that's the wrong header on that story. It was one specifically about 8,400 closures. Store closures. What'd you guys do? Yeah, I know you don't see it. I don't see it either. That's why I'm asking you to find it. So we're just playing pocket pool and nervously whistling as we walk through the graveyard at 12 midnight. There is much debate about whether the U.S. economy is ultimately heading, but what everybody should be able to agree on is that economic conditions are significantly worse this year than they were last year. It's being projected that the U.S. economic growth for the first quarter will be close to zero. Close to zero. Is that negative zero, or is that just slightly on the positive side of zero? Isn't there like a 0.001 or something? Thousands of retail stores are closing. Factory output is falling. Restaurants and automakers have both fallen on very hard times. As economic activity has slowed down, commercial and consumer bankruptcies are both rising at rates that we've not seen since the last financial crisis. Isn't that nicely worded? the last financial crisis. Oh, you mean the one that happened in 08? Where the bankers of this planet did the biggest heist ever witnessed by mankind? You mean that financial crisis? They can't even call it what it is. A humongous ripoff of a historic volume. That would be better suited to explain that. Everywhere you look, there are echoes of 2008, and yet most people still seem to be in denial about what's happening. Now, there's been a little list, about 11 facts that have been compiled for your perusal, that prove the U.S. economy in 2017 is in far worse shape than it was just last year. It's being projected there will be more than 8,000 retail store closings in the United States in 2017. And that will far surpass the former peak of 6,163 store closings that we witnessed in 2008. Wait a minute. This is the banks that needed us to bail them out. They were too big to fail. Oops, they just made financial mistakes. It was not a mistake. That was damn deliberate. You know, that's the difference between like a manslaughter charge and a murder charge. Murder, you have intent. Manslaughter, could be an accident. But you still killed somebody. They're still just as dead. So what has happened in 2017 that was far greater than what the bankers did to us back in 2008? Oh, by the way, let me not fail to mention this, along with the help of our statesmen in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
So far in 2017, an astounding 49 million square feet of retail space is closed down in the United States. And at this pace, approximately 147 million square feet will be shut down by the end of this year. And that would absolutely shatter the all-time record of 115 million square feet that was shut down in 2001. Oh, that was another little economic glitch that we had, remember? Just when you were recovering from that, thinking, okay, whew, I guess I won't have a heart attack. Well, here comes the heart attack, 2008. And if you're not done with that, if you're not dead yet, and 6 foot under, let's just take you into 2017 and give you some bad news. Now, let me stop and digress here for 1 second, because none of this would be possible, and certainly not to the degree that we're seeing, this boom and bust, boom and bust, boom and bust. It is because of one thing. We do not have an honest money system in this country. We have not had... let me see here. For 104 years now. And all the while, the little middlemen sitting at the tables with their little visor caps on, doing their books, just raking their take right off the table when they had nothing to do with the production of that money. The production that the money is supposed to represent, because it really doesn't represent anything. But there they are, just raking it off, year after year after year. You know, on all this $150 trillion in debt, have you heard the banks coming out and going, well, you know, you guys are having a hard time. You know what we're going to do? We're going to forgive part of that debt by way of your interest that we have been charging with. You know, the more I think about this, the more it's like a loan sharking thing. And you go to a loan shark. you can borrow as much money as you want for 50 cents on a dollar. So if you borrow a dollar, you got to pay back $1.50. The juice is running. And when you can't keep up with that, do they come around and do away with any possibility of them at least recouping some of their quote-unquote loss? Well, they'll leave you with a little reminder. They might break a leg or an arm or maybe smash your teeth down your throat, but they won't kill you. That's because now they got you good and scared, and you're going to do everything possible to overcome your stupidity in the first place by going to the loan sharks to begin with. The Atlanta Fed's GDP Now model is, I don't know what the hell GDP Now model is, but is projecting that the U.S. economic growth for the first quarter of 2017 will come in at just 0.5%. If that pace continues for the rest of the year, it'll be the worst year for the U.S. economic growth since the last recession. And I'm having a little trouble because these economists won't exactly say when the last recession was. You know, we pegged it back in 2006, and then after the banking crisis happens, they kind of refer that to a recession. And then they were telling you, is there a chance we're going back into recession? No, we're in a depression, damn it!
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Never play that again. I don't even know what the hell that is. I'd prefer nothing but silence and just throw something at the window saying you're on. Jeez. You're killing me, dude. Yes, General Flynn. That's the, they're doing full-blown investigation. You know, did Flynn take any money from the Russians? Wait a minute. Has anybody heard out of any news media? And I'm forced to watch them, folks. You know, this is where you might have one on me. That you don't, you turned that crap off a long time ago. I have to pay attention because that's the mouthpiece for the Let's go beyond the deep state. We're talking about the people that really pull the strings. And it gets remashed and rehashed and regurgitated and reprocessed and prepackaged for your listening enjoyment. Well, it's not so much enjoyment as it is torture for me. Have any of you heard anything about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? You haven't, have you? Not one word. Where this piano-legged lesbian made off with how many hundreds of millions? Using her office as Secretary of State, probably Senator? Certainly, while she was in the White House with Billy Boy, Billy was still too stupid to do that kind of stuff. She engineered it, and he went along with most of it. But he was a crook in many different ways in his own right. What a pair they made, huh? What a pair. I heard Mark Levin today. God. Sometimes, you know, this is a personage of duality, I'm telling you. Because one moment he sounds like a staunch conservative. He was complaining about Salon, you know, a little organization that's so left. And the people that are going after Ann Coulter, you know, the far left, you know, threatening her. He says, where are these people coming from? What, Mr. Levin? Where are they coming from? Let me see. You're a Jewish New York attorney. Why don't you try looking over your shoulder? Why don't you open up your little eyeballs and look around in New York? You've got no idea where the liberal slash communist slash socialist, now they're calling them fascist. Oh, isn't that interesting? No, everything but communist. We are in a revolution right now, folks. We are literally in a cultural and a societal revolution in this country. And Mr. Levin can't figure out where the progressives or the communist or the socialist or the radicalized Soros people come from. Really. You can't figure that out. Here's a guy that's a talk show host, a lawyer, an author, a man of many talents. But I just can't figure where this is coming from. Man, you know, it, folks, it's gone beyond hypocrisy. Like I said, even the politicians in Washington, D.C., watch them. You can read it on their faces when they're speaking the words that they're speaking, the lies that they're telling you. It used to be that they would be very convincing. You know, like that good actor. You're not even believing it anymore. Restaurants, number 5 on our list of 11. Restaurants are experiencing their toughest stretch since the last recession. And in March, things continue to get even worse. Foot traffic at chain restaurants in March dropped 3.4% from a year ago. Menu prices couldn't be increased enough to make up for it. And the same store sales fell 1.1%. At least bad region was... Does anybody proofread this crap anymore? Is this good English? The least bad region was the Western... West. What was that? I hear things. Oh, now it's break time. That's what I was hearing. So you just pushed the pot up prematurely. All right, 800-313-9443. We'll take phone calls. I got a lot of stuff to go over here. I also want to get into Mr. Lincoln. Or I'm sorry, Mr. Springsteen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Talking about restaurants experiencing their toughest stretch since the last recession. And again, last recession. We've been in a recession since 2006 and probably before that. Restaurant industry snapshot says that sales inched up in the western U.S. 1.2% year over year. But traffic only fell by 1.7%. Am I the only one, but does this seem like Orwellian doublespeak? This comes after a dismal February when foot traffic had dropped 5% year over year, same store sales 3.7%. You know, I guess it wouldn't have anything to do with going into McDonald's and getting one of their meals and paying $6, $7. I saw Quiznos came out with a lobster sandwich for $7. That's for the small one. You get a medium one, it's $9. And that's the fast food industry. Wow. So what do you think seated restaurants, where you have to sit down, you have to tip a waiter or a waitress? It used to be minimally 10%. In March, number six on our list, U.S. factory output declined at the fastest pace in more than 2 years. According to number seven, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, not a single person is employed in nearly one out of five U.S. families. Trump is saying by his tax cut, you know, he's going to create 3 million jobs. Okay, let me see, 3 million? Well, that's double plus good. That only means we have 89 million people eligible to work in this country that are out of work. You know, in spite of how the system is rigged, folks, this has to do with business, people making a profit, that paychecks going into people's pockets, them spending. You know, keep that funny money in flow. That was the great thing. That was the Band-Aid that covered up all the sins of the Federal Reserve and our out-of-control government for all these years. Oh, when they needed extra money, just get out the credit card. You know, I mean, what year are we in now? I don't know. 2045? That they've put everybody in hock? I don't even know. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, not a single person is employed in nearly one out of five U.S. families. I guess that's the whole family, huh? Not just one. Okay. And the U.S. government revenues just suffered their biggest drop since the last recession. And they're working on the tax cuts. You know, they made the business climate so bad at 35% on corporations that they decided to be cheaper for them just to rip up the whole damn thing and move it across the ocean somewhere. That was actually cheaper than paying that 35%. At least short term. But they're going to drop it down to 15. They're going to give us three categories here for taxation on individuals. You know, the highest bracket being 35%. Really? Thank you so much. And they're playing this little game. Like, we don't know what's going on. These tax credits are only going to be available to you when you file taxes. Whoops. Half the country is not filing taxes right now. So there's a little bit of magical goo going on there as well. Nearly all the big automakers reported disappointing sales in March, and dealer inventories have now risen to the highest level that we have seen since the last recession. And here again, there's that damn reference to the last recession. Which one? Number 10, used vehicle prices are absolutely crashing, and subprime auto loan losses have shot up to the highest level that we have seen since the last recession. At this point, number 11, most U.S. consumers are completely tapped out. According to our Communist News Network, our friends over at CNN, almost 6 out of every 10 Americans do not have enough money saved to even cover a $500 emergency expense. And in just like 2008, debts are going bad at a very alarming pace. In fact, things have already gotten so bad that the IMF has issued a major warning about it. This is what the International Monetary Fund has to say. In America alone, bad debt held by companies could reach $4 trillion, or almost a quarter of corporate assets considered. That debt could undermine financial stability if mishandled, the IMF says. Mishandled? You mean kind of like mishandling a grenade that the pin's already been pulled? That you know the damn thing's going to blow up, and guess what? 3 seconds have already passed. Tick, tick, boom, you're gone. The percentage of weak and vulnerable or challenged debt held as assets by U.S. firms has almost arrived at the same level it was right before the 2008 crisis. You know, they say that there's a silver lining in every dark cloud. No, there isn't. On Monday, the most critical week of Trump's young presidency begins. That was this past Monday. Hasn't even been near 100 days yet. The administration will continue working on tax reform and a replacement for Obamacare. But of even greater importance is the fact that spending agreement, if not passed by Friday, a government shutdown will begin at the end of this week. Do I hear rousing applause? The government's going to shut down? Wouldn't that save us a hell of a lot of money if the government shut down? They wouldn't be there to spend. They wouldn't be there to tax. Not that anything would be done about the debt, but at least they wouldn't be there chalking more of it up. No, the bankers have taken care of that. The juice is still running on the debt that's owed. Trump has indicated that he wants to tackle and repeal the replacement of Obamacare and introduce his massive tax plan in the next week. All the while, a shutdown parts of the federal government looms Friday. By attempting three massive political undertakings in 1 week, investors will have a sense of whether or not Mr. Trump will be able to deliver on pro-growth policies that would be beneficial for markets. And I like this one. If Trump can pull off the trifecta, it could restore faith that the policy proposals like tax cuts and infrastructure spending are on the way. If not, look out. I say look out anyhow. Members of Congress are returning from their extended 2-week spring vacation, and now they will only have 4 working days to get something done. They don't care. They know there's nothing to be done. They're going through the motions, folks. They're going through the motions. Wait a minute. The collapse of your government is imminent by the end of the week. Oh, well, we'll come back. We'll come back Monday. Okay, that'll leave us Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, and Friday's the shutdown day. Now, you know exactly what's going to happen. I know it, and you know it. They'll just raise the debt ceiling, which is not really a ceiling at all. It's just they just keep upping the amount of debt that they can get us into, and they call it a debt ceiling, as if somehow that ceiling prevents anything from going any higher. God, I love Orwellian doublespeak, don't you? Such an art. The Trump administration is insisting on funding for a border wall. And, you know, I got a solution for that one. They said that they should take Al Chapo's billions of dollars. Well, I'll leave that alone. He's going to need it for the lawyers are going to bleed that one dry when he goes to trial. Hey, can't leave out the lawyers, can we? But I heard that, what's the name of that oil company, Mike, in Mexico? P-E-M-E-X? Pemex? Or Pemex? Okay. It's on the verge of bankruptcy. All right. Dealmaker Donald in Washington, D.C., why don't you pick up the phone and call the president of Mexico and tell him, say, hey, look, I know you're in some trouble down there with Pemex or Pemex or whatever the hell you call it. We'll make you a deal. We'll buy every drop of oil you're able to produce, all of it, which will stabilize that company, give you guys money. And then we're going to build the wall. By the way, Border Patrol, especially in the higher echelons, they're pissed off. They're making statements like, you know, we're ready to throw Trump over our non-existent wall. And I don't know who's calculating this, but it seems to come rather rapidly. When you get office and management budget that can't get anything right on budgets or amount of expenditures or what's taken in or anything else, it takes them forever to come up with facts and figures. And remember, figures lie and liars figure. How is it we get such a fast response and how slow the illegal aliens coming across the border, how much that's slowed down? You know, it's dropped by 90% now. Who the hell's doing the tabulating on this? We got some little dude out there in a high perch with a little abacus or something taking count? Where in the hell are they getting this? Sounds good. I hope it's true. President Trump and his top aides applied new pressure Sunday on lawmakers to include money for a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a must-pass government funding bill, raising the possibility of a federal government shutdown this week. In a pair of tweets, here we go, Trump attacked Democrats for opposing the wall and insisted that Mexico would pay for it at a later date. Just like we're going to pay down our debt at a later date. But only before, not before we raise the debt ceiling. This is insane. And top administration officials appeared on Sunday morning news shows to press for a wall funding, including White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. Well, there's a new one. Never heard that guy's name before. Who said Trump might refuse to sign a spending bill that does not include any. Does not include any what? I don't know. Wasn't even in that paragraph. Include what? Mexican pot? What? I don't know. Folks, I'm kind of at a loss. I mean, just to walk through the endless reams of lies and half-truths and misreporting or no reporting. How's that? U.S. consumers, here we go again. Remember what happened the last time? People were running out of money? Just get out the old credit card. And people were taking credit cards and paying off balances on any other. They were taking out new credit cards to pay balances off on old ones. You know, they'd do that after they did, you know, consolidation and lower my interest rate and all that stuff. When all that ran out, they just got new cards to pay off the old cards. Well, 2 weeks ago when J.P. Morgan launched Q1 earnings season, we noted that while the results were generally good, one red flag emerged. The company's credit card charge-offs rose just shy of $1 billion, the highest in 4 years. Now, a credit card charge-off, that doesn't mean you don't owe the money. That means they've written it off. They've written you off of any hope of getting their money. And it wasn't just J.P. Morgan. All the other money center banks reported similar trends. What we found was not pretty. According to the latest data from Standard & Poor's Experian Bank Card Default Index, didn't even know there was such a thing. Ta-da, folks. There you are. Double plus good. Experian Bank Card Default Index. As of March 2017, the default rate on U.S. credit cards had jumped to 3.31%, an increase of 13% over a year ago, and the highest default rate since June of 2013. And I'm not going to bore you with the rest of this crap throwing useless percentages and figures at you. You got the idea. And the chaos and confusion is only ratcheting up. And you may have gathered over the last couple of days of me doing this program exactly where I think all this is coming from. And there are many people that agree. And there's good old Mark Levin sitting in New York that can't figure out where all the little communists are coming from. You know, the government needs more money, so they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling. You know that as well as I. And we want to do tax cuts. You know, people are paying too much in taxes. Well, that's when we were handing over everything except the firstborn. That wasn't enough to keep everything running. So you got out the credit card and you charged everything into future generations. But nary a word about government cuts. Have you noticed that? You know, we've got this wonderful cruise ship, and it's 10 decks high, and what a wonderful thing it is. The only problem is we only got a gallon of fuel to go on our cruise with. It's all there. Looks real nice, but ain't moving nowhere. No cuts. No government cuts. They're just going to titillate you with, well, we're going to give you tax cuts, and I guarantee you, taxes will go up somewhere else. Always does, and always will. 800-313. Is everybody asleep out there? 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Boy, the history revisionists, they've been hard at work for a long time. Remember, we're the flag of the South. All that that racist rebel flag. That was just a battle flag. When the battle was over, the flag came down. But we were told repeatedly, well, you know, this is just racism. And look at our wonderful Mr. Lincoln. And they've elevated this guy to almost the status of a Washington. Now, I want you to remember something. When Steven Spielberg did his period film, and it had to do with Mr. Lincoln, remember me saying to you that half of that movie's script, half of that movie was the urging of Mr. Lincoln to create a 13th Amendment. Well, let's remember something. When Mr. Lincoln came into the presidency in 1861, there was already a 13th Amendment on the books. And that 13th Amendment forbade titles of nobility, lawyers from taking public office. Magical, isn't it? So, we came up with the 13th Amendment. It had to do with slavery. And the history rewriters have done a fabulous job here of deifying Mr. Lincoln, or should I say Mr. Springsteen. See, because they would have adhered to the original 13th Amendment, Mr. Lincoln couldn't have taken office. Because he was what? Oh, that's right. He was just a poor country bumpkin lawyer living in a log cabin. The violence and criticism aimed at Lincoln by great men of his time on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line is startling. The breadth and depth of the spectacular prejudice against him is often shocking for its cruelty, intensity, and unrelenting vigor. The plain truth is that Mr. Lincoln, or if you prefer, Mr. Springsteen, was deeply reviled by many who knew him personally and by hundreds of thousands who only knew of him. Out of the book, The Unpopular Mr. Lincoln, America's Most Reviled President by Larry Tagg, in his book, he's also a native of Lincoln, Illinois, constructs a powerful case that old honest Abe, was by far the most hated and reviled of all American presidents, North and South, during his lifetime. For example, in May of 1864, in the New York Times, labeled Lincoln a perjurer, a usurper, a tyrant, a subverter of the Constitution, a destroyer of liberties of this country, a reckless desperado, a heartless trifler. There is no circle in Dante's Inferno full enough of torment. That was then. Not the New York Times of now, but this gets better. Mr. Lincoln, the guy that freed the slaves. No, he just managed to make slaves of us all before somebody put a bullet in his brain at the Ford Theater. Let's take top of the hour break here. We'll be back right after this.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.